We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Riverwind Casino, still the one. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Rudy's. It is a Monday night. We got a rowdy crowd, and they are here because of this guy. It's time for Sooner Sports Talk. Please help me welcome right now the head coach of the Sooners, Brent Venables, everybody.
All right.
And that guy on the far end down there, he won the Butkus and the Bednarik Award winner. He's the best color analyst in all of college football. Geez. The Fort Gibson Flash himself, Teddy Lehman, everybody. How are we doing tonight, Coach?
Good. Doing good.
Good.
Just got off the practice field.
How are we doing tonight?
It was good.
Practice.
It was good. Again, I've said this before, a football field, going to practice, it's like your sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And you get, in the mundane of ball and minutia of, the next opponent and the preparation. So guys are doing well.
And the having to hang out with us media guys and everything. That's the fun part.
Other than that, it's been a great day.
How have you seen the response from your team that you would hope to see?
Yeah, I saw it in the locker room afterwards. I saw it on the field live. We certainly did not play as well as we're capable of playing, or coach for that matter. But I saw guys that played with great effort, that strained, from beginning to end. Certainly you don't have to play perfect to win games. And so that wasn't the expectation. But playing, with great effort and emotion is a foundational thing that we want to do. And but you got to play well, to beat good people. You don't have to play great. You got to play well, and we certainly fell short in doing so. So our guys are, coaches and players alike, we're disappointed. But what I know is all good things come from a grind, and you can't allow adversity to, you know, destroy you. You let it develop you and shape you. You learn from it. And that's what I know. And our guys will respond. I don't have any doubt about that.
But it sounded like after the game that you were almost a little shocked at the way that some of the guys played and maybe didn't know where it came from. How do you kind of try to go back and put your finger on maybe what you did differently or did wrong, or maybe there's nothing there, but how do you approach that?
Well, again, I'd say, you know, mostly defensively. I think guys tried to do a little bit too much, and we got out of the confines of structure and discipline that you got to play with, you know, to play at a high level. And it started with that first third down, is my opinion, when it's third and five, and you know we're in a we're lined up with too much depth, and they run the quarterback run, and we're just, they fall forward for six, and then some guys started pressing from there, and it just we couldn't. We just, one thing after, there's a calamity of errors. And Kansas State came and executed at a high level. They executed well. They blocked us. We couldn't get off of blocks. We didn't tackle. We didn't fit. You know, we did a really, just a poor job in a lot of areas. And so that starts with me. All of that starts, you know, with me. And but I felt guys were just pressing, you know, as much as they were anything. And again, you got to tackle, you know, in defense. And then, you know, we had way too many, you know, procedural penalties. We gave them three penalties on defense to convert, and, you know, had a couple of face masks and a PI, and then we had, you know, way too many procedurals. We had 11 penalties to six, and that adds up. And, you know, a lot of times it's the little things. It always is. It's not playing efficiently on first and 10. You know, you drop it on second down, next thing you know, you're in a third and long. And then your mindset is, okay, hey, if we can get half of it here, we might, based on where we're at, we might go for it on fourth down. But then you get a procedure. Now it's third and extra long. And, you know, so, or you get fourth and short and you're going to go for it. And next thing you know, you get a false start. And now it's fourth and six. Now you got a punt, you know. So it has a cumulative effect, as we know. It's the kickoff team that's gone down four times, and they fair caught every one of them, and they're in the same spot, and they assume he's going to fair catch, and we don't fit the return, and they return it 55 yards. And we showed them a stat that, I don't know, the last five times we've played them, give or take, when they've had at least one explosive return in the special teams, it's come down to the last kick. It's come down to one score, and it certainly held true. You give them a short field. You know, they've led the country since 2005 with 60 returns for touchdowns and kickoff returns and punt returns. And so that was a big part of it too. Just, I mean, that's one play, but, you know, guys taking two hands off the wheel. And we talked about that, I think, here a week ago, you know, just having a sense of desperation every single play, you know, to be precise. And at the end of the day, we need to be more detailed, more precise, you know. And for us, you know, it's, if it was the little things that helped us beat Nebraska, then it's the little things that you know, that's how Oklahoma beat Oklahoma. You know, with all due respect, Kansas State was a better team that night, but we went out of our way to make it difficult on the home team. So for us, you know, you got to lean back on the foundation of your team, whether that's accountability, it's physical, it's being disciplined, it's playing with uncommon effort, it's the fundamentals, the eyes, hands, feet, you know, alignments, you know, understanding where your help is. It's playing with discipline and not having the procedural penalties. And, you know, all those things add up, you know, good and bad. And, you know, what I know is the tough moments, okay, the tough loss, a tough moment, you know, it brings out either the best or the worst into people. And for me, I know without question it's going to bring out the best in our guys.
You mentioned a lot of plays. It never comes down to just one play. But mm-hmm. if there was one play that kind of encapsulated that game, it seemed to be the third and 16.
No doubt.
There at the end. Can you take us through
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a great point, and certainly no consolation. But as poorly as we had played and, you know, the lack of cleanliness and everything else, you know, you really felt in that moment, anybody that was in the stadium on either sideline, if we get this stop here, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to – our offense was really doing well and in a great rhythm, have a chance to tie it, maybe, you know, win the game. And, you know, we have a – you know, five-man pressure with a spy involved, just in case somebody he squeaks through there. And we, I don't expect the spy to have to be there. To be honest, I expect people to whoop one block. You know, they got five guys, we got five guys. I expect one guy to whoop a block. And our spy player was in the post, and for whatever reason, and we just really lost our mind. But here, you can't get shoved by the quarterback. You know, we lost leverage there, and, you know, that's at the end of the day, that was the ball game. Really, the most disappointing, it was again, there's plenty to correct and, you know, and to have to fix and get better at. But, you know, the fourth quarter, we gave up our last two drives, gave up two touchdowns, you know, and the offense is scoring, and we're giving up, you know, 70 and 80 yard drives. So we got a lot of, to get better at, obviously. It's never as bad as it seems, never as good as it seems, but it was really bad on Saturday night. And I say it with all respect and appreciation for our players and our staff. And, you know, I'm deeply invested in all of it, and certainly on defense, and know what I've seen from our guys consistently in the investment. You know, were we a little bit off? And did we buy into all the success? And, you know, you warn them, you try to insulate them, and I told him, when you coach at a place like Oklahoma, this is an amazing place to go to school, to play, to coach at. Like, it's as good as there is in college football. But when you're in this small group of schools that they literally have this different level of expectation year in and year out, when you're doing well, it's through the roof, out of the sky, above the clouds, where those, you know, where the Lear jets fly, right, above the clouds. Not where the King Air is down in the clouds. It's way above. And yeah. And when it's not good, it's way down here. And somewhere in the middle is usually about where you are. And but that was, you know, disappointing. But it did. We have an opportunity there late and, you know, to still have an opportunity to win the game against a good, tough, disciplined, well-coached team that played well, you know, played well.
You know, whenever you look at it, defense is obviously could have played better, but, you know, I just look at it in the offense. There's so many short drives. A lot of them are scoring, which are great. Like, and I know you've talked about that. Is there any frustration there about sustained drives and staying on the field and being able to kind of impose yourself on a team and drive it down their throat
well,
a little bit?
To me, it starts with efficiency. So, again, not having just clear drops, you know, second and medium, and you got a first down and we drop it. Well, then it's third and medium, then you get a batted ball, or you get fourth and short, you're going to go for it, and somebody false starts. You know, those are the things. It's not how much time, it's the efficiency within the drive. And if they're scoring, that's great. That's a great problem to have. If they're going three and out a bunch, which you only went one three and out, we had 4-3 and outs on defense, believe it or not.
Yeah, you guys found a nice little rhythm there in the middle section of the game. But
we would, you know what we did? We did really poor on some easy things on early downs. And then that put us in a pickle and moved the ball. And, you wouldn't believe it if you sat there and watched it, you know, how it could happen, because our guys have played really well until last week. But it happened. You know, it really did happen. It counts. And you got to get humbled and you get either, you know, better from it or you can be bitter about it. And so we're going to choose to be better from it. And in regards to the, you know, the league race, you know, we're still, we still have an opportunity. If our guys buy in and we do a good job as coaches of getting our guys to believe in what we're asking them to do and what we got to do, we put a good plan in front of them to what it takes to we can get to Arlington. There's no question about it. But we got a lot of things to improve. We got to play a lot more consistent. We got to coach better, play better, all of it.
Opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. We'll take a break. TCU is up next. We'll talk to Coach about that and start to take some of your viewer and listener questions for Coach Venables when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Stay with us. Talk is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, a proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Riverwind Casino, still the one. Orthodontics exclusively, the number one orthodontics office in Oklahoma. And the Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. All right, welcome back, everybody. Toby and Teddy with you, along with Coach Venables. OU-TCU coming up Saturday morning, 11 a.m. down in Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. Our first Academy Sports and Outdoors fan question tonight on Twitter. Matt Maciel asks, Coach, how do we clean up the penalties, false starts, et cetera?
Well, we just obviously we got to have more focus and anticipation. There's some noise going on, and you know, they're stemming and moving as well. And that we got to have, you know, everybody does that. So we just got to have more poise. And positioning wise, we had a couple of face masks. You know, we make a good play, have a face mask. That was like, you know, the night for us. And so we got to be in much better positioning to, you know, avoid the face mask. You can't reach. You got to bring your feet. And, you know, we had the pass interference. They'd actually run that route a couple of times. They handed it off. We played it perfect. And, the time we got the PI wasn't even it's not even the DB that had the PI's job, you know, and he's trying to cover up for someone else. So, you know, he shouldn't have been in that position. We can't play it that way. It's too hard. You're going to have to run into him to make a play on the ball by the leverage. So, again, it's a mental error, you know, at the snap of the ball. So all those things, like I said, we just couldn't do things the right way. But the penalties, obviously, were critical. All three of those on defense were all first downs.
What's the – you said after the game, you know, this game's not going to define us, how we respond to it will. You said you've already seen what you – expect to see. Like, what is that? Like, I mean, you've been around championship teams, and not all of them undefeated. Like, what is that? Like, what do you see whenever a team responds well to something like that?
You gotta have ownership, and you know, you gotta have a locker room, coaching players of everybody ownership. It's not, you know, pointing the finger. It's, you know, putting the thumb. You know, everybody taking, you know, responsibility and ownership, and you know, going through you know, some painful moments to learn and grow and take responsibility, and then you move forward. You know, you can't allow it to, you know, beat you again, you know, because you're looking in the rearview mirror. We've got a windshield mentality. It's about what's in front of you, not what's behind. You learn and grow, and you're shaped and developed by what happens to you. And, but again, you can't allow your circumstances, you know, be greater than your vision, what's in front in what you want to achieve. And if you do that, you know, you're staring in the rearview mirror, you're gonna run right off the road. And so, you know, we got to do a great job from a leadership standpoint of you know, keeping, you know, things moving in the right direction. And so that's really, it's very simple. And, you know, you go back to the foundations of, you know, your program. And like I said, I have no question, you know, in my mind what our guys will do.
Have you drawn on some examples for your team this week, maybe at Oklahoma, maybe at Clemson, of a situation like this where you've had an early season setback and gone on to accomplish something great?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been plenty of them. And so, you know, I've been in this position a lot, but I've been in the profession a lot less than most people, but a lot. And so – to me, again, these situations bring out the best of the worst in people and in teams. And, again, we've got a locker room with guys that expect to win. You know, they know how to win. And, you know, we're still, you know, developing an identity. But I don't want to lose our identity in the moment, you know, who we've been. And so, to me, be who we've been, okay? And to me, Saturday night was an aberration in many ways. We'll see if that holds true, or if that's a sign of things to come. But I don't believe that whatsoever.
it's a tough conference too. You look at Kansas State, and I keep trying to wrap my head around how the team that I watched on Saturday night lost to Tulane the week before. It's just that's college football. But, man, there's a gauntlet coming up, and it looks like this year it may be the deepest we've seen the Big 12 in a while. I mean, I guess that just goes back to like week by week, right?
Yeah, got to be ready to play. There's no doubt. And I love the parity of the conference. I really do. It makes it exciting. It's challenging. Again, you don't get better from things being easy and comfort, and you get better by having a big challenge in front of you. And TCU will present that. They've got a terrific quarterback and great skill. These guys are all like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". They're receivers, and they can fly. They're really fast, and the quarterback's an excellent football player. They do some of the same things structurally that Kansas State does on defense as well. But, it's going to be a great challenge for us, and to go get this next one. And then in 2 weeks, we know what's ahead as well. But this is the biggest game of the year for us. So I'm really looking forward to watching our guys respond. They had a great spirit about them today. And again, tremendous accountability and responsibility and ownership. And eagerness to get back out on the practice field.
Talk a little more about Sonny Dykes' team. Undefeated, they're averaging over 46 points a game. I'm sure Quentin Johnston is probably the guy you're talking about, big old guy, wide receiver that is a great player for them, and Kendre Miller. But what makes them so good?
Yeah, well, they're fast and big. They know how to go attack the football. A quarterback does a great job systematically. They're in a good system that they can get guys open and do all the things that all these fun offenses are doing this day and age. Running with tempo and precision and spreading you out and making you cover a lot of grass, having a lot of exotics, a lot of eye candy pre and post snap, and really make you play option football. And again, you got another athletic dual threat quarterback that can. They can go. He's had several explosive runs in his career, many runs over 50 yards, but a great group of receivers, a great collection of receivers that can take the top off the defense. They got a guy in number 11 that he might be the fastest guy in the conference, and he can flat get it. So he's a kickoff return guy, jet sweep guy, went for 80 last week and took a punt return against, or a kickoff return against Colorado, whatever, 90 yards. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great, great challenge. Is this them?
That's them.
Here we go. They had maybe seven plays over 40 yards against SMU last week. Here's that jet sweep. There's number 11 right there. Look at this cat. He can flat get it.
Got that head tilted back.
Yeah. I love it. Like I like challenge. A lot of people might get scared about that. I don't get scared. I like to hit it head on. I want our guys and our program to run towards the hard, not away from it. And we're in a hard, tough spot right now. That's good. Let's go attack it. And these guys right here, our guys didn't have to watch tape long. The room got quiet quick. When we start, we do the same thing. What y'all are doing, you're trying to scare everybody in here. Well, our players were the same way. They was like, oh, yeah. So, this isn't 2005. Gary Patterson had a nice team in 2005. Y'all remember that,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yep, yeah.
Yep, 2005. This isn't
right?
The same, yeah.
Have you ever played a game there?
I have not. No, this would be the first time.
They pump
in Fort
a bunch
Worth.
Of fake crowd noise, I'll just tell you right now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Can you do that?
No.
No.
Can't. But they do.
We'll take a break. We got more to talk to Coach Venables about when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Academy Sports and Outdoors, get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. The OU Fan Shop, the best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. And we want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the Varsity Network app and listen free. Welcome back, everybody. We're at Rudy's. Sooners and Frogs coming up Saturday morning down in Fort Worth. Got another question from one of the viewers out here. This is our Rudy's Anywhere question tonight. Tanner Sellers, you're going to get a $50 gift card from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Coach, what's the hardest thing about getting a team to move on from last week and dialed into what's ahead? This would apply to a win or a loss here.
for me, it's I don't outwardly say it, but Teddy will tell you, like, he knows he had that punt blocked against Kansas State. He was the left tackle, and he got it blocked by Terrence Newman in 2000. And that was his last play. It was Drew Thalman. It was actually the walk on Drew Thalman. Terrence scooped it and scored the touchdown
right
off the block.
I remember that because you wanted to, like, he like rubbed salt in there. He's like, that guy's a walk on.
Hey, and he was pretty good. He was actually really good. But he did. He was over there taking a nap on the sideline, wasn't ready for his opportunity, and got the punt blocked, almost lost the game, which would have cost us an opportunity to maybe play for a national championship. And so letting go, me wow. personally, letting go of stuff like that here
that 22 years ago.
Yeah, I never think about it either.
It was his last play of the year.
You're pretty good at letting things go is what you're saying.
I beat myself up. You know, that's just me. And most people are probably like that. And I've always been a really terrible loser. I'm just horrible. I get mad at everybody. And but I've been, you know, tried to handle it the right way. And like I said, you have to go through it. There's a process that you got to go through. And getting to tonight's practice or getting into the game planning as we started to, you know, yesterday afternoon, you know, helps you start to move on, you know. But then you have to readdress things, you know, with your players. It's your first opportunity. We don't meet on Sundays with the players. That's their day off. You got to have a day off. And some teams actually practice on Sundays and then give them Monday off. But for me, I want us as a staff to be able to get things corrected and start to move on, you know, looking at the next opponent, let our players get a day off to just spiritual Sunday, you know, just take advantage of a day. They need opportunity to get away from us, certainly after a win or a loss. You know, cooler heads always prevail. But you do have to kind of go back through that just for a little bit, you know, give it the required time that it needs and it warrants, and then move on. So getting, like I said, probably getting to that practice is the toughest part. You know, but once you get that practice and we're in period two, our guys are flying around. They're young kids. They But they'll feed off of you, you know. And this is our greatest opportunity to teach and to learn. And, you know, through when you got everybody in a room and they're, you know, is really quiet, you know. And our guys are, they have a lot of humility. They're very vulnerable right now. And so we got an opportunity to create, you know, belief and to correct and inspire. And, you know, they're going to feed off of our juice and our energy and our convictions. You know, we don't need to change what we've been doing. You're going to stick to the plan. We're going to stick to our schedule, you know, and there's accountability across the board, you know, on both sides. And so you don't need to push any panic buttons and things of that nature. So make sure that you're just cognizant of that. But, you know, for years and years, I've been able to sit over there and be the grumpy defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, and everybody else can, you know, be happy and, you know, or I say be happy, you know, like have to set the thermometer, right?
Right.
You know, somebody's got to set the thermometer. That's what the head coach has to do, and for everybody. And now I have to do that, you know, sooner than later. So that's fine. I can still be grumpy and set the thermometer. But, appreciate that. But, you know, the team's going to feed off of me. The staff's going to feed off of me. And so you got to, again, hey, man, there were actually some good things, you know, more on one side of the ball or the kicking game, you know. But, you know, when you come, we didn't have any players of the week. We had some scout team players of the week. They did a nice job. We didn't have any players of the week on either side of the ball. And there might have been an individual performance here or there that was really pretty good. But coaches didn't feel right about recognizing that. So, you know, but our players are anxious to recalibrate, reload, you know, reengage, and move on.
How do you find that balance? You know, it's tough because you want to go in there and you want to be really demanding about all the things that went bad, but you also need a confident, hungry football team, like you said, inspired. Like, how do you find that balance?
Yeah, I think you treat the moment and the guys like they deserve to be treated, you know. And if it was an unaccountable group, if they were pointing fingers or not taking responsibility or, you know, disinterested in being corrected and coached, then, you know, you have a different tone and a different conversation. And you'd really probably worry, you know. But we don't have that. And we've got this has been a player-driven team. They've taken a tremendous ownership and, since, again, really 9 months ago. And I've said that a lot. And so they've handled, again, on the front end of this, they've handled, you know, this setback the right way.
One more quick segment with Coach Venables when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Stay with us. Is brought to you by the Sooner Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics Exclusively and Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. OU's 2022 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' website. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. And by Walden Cleaners. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. All right, welcome back, everybody. Brent Venables with us. Last segment with the head coach, and then Teddy and I will have a short segment to wrap it up, and we'll talk a little OU-TCU. You know, I'm intrigued. We talked a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, about the headsets and you going from the defensive coordinator to the head coach's position. I wonder when the defense is struggling a little bit and you want to make some adjustments, for example, when they come off the field, and yet your offense is out there and you're still the head coach, has that been a tricky balance at all for you to watch you tell me.
No, I don't think it's tricky. If there's an issue that is big enough that I feel like I need to be involved on either side of the ball, I need to be able to address that as expeditiously as possible so that I can do exactly what you're talking about. So I have somebody that's ready to tell me, hey, when I need to be on high alert, And so I'll immediately pull myself out of the moment. So now sometimes they just need to hear from me. Or again, maybe there's something schematically that I need to, you know, speak with the defense about, for example. So, and again, I'm, you know, this is my first time, so yeah. I'm learning as I go. But up to this point, I've been able to balance both, in my opinion, you know, and be where I need to be. So again, that's how we've, you know, managed it up to this point.
You know, going back out on the road, first conference road game, going to TCU. You talked a little bit about that football team. What do you know about the coaching staff? Have you ever had any interaction with them on the field? Any with Sonny Dykes and that crew?
Yeah, they've got a really good coaching staff. He's got, you know, I think Lincoln Riley's brothers on their staff as their offensive coordinator, and Doug Meacham, who's a longtime TCU coach, you know, former coordinator there as well. I believe was he at Oklahoma State as well, I believe years and years ago. And then on defense, they've got the coordinator that was, you know, coaching at Tulsa last several years prior to this year. And, of course, Tulsa played for the conference title a year ago. And, you know, Sonny's a terrific football coach. He does a great job building programs, had a lot of success, and certainly we know his dad, Spike Dykes, you know, a legend in the coaching profession. And Sonny's done an awesome job, you know, wherever he's been. So he's a cultural guy. And he's a guy that's going to run a program with discipline and toughness. And, again, he hires his coaches and lets them do their thing, you know, on both sides of the ball. So they got a good staff. And you know, Gary had recruited well. TCU has always recruited well. Yeah. You know, has good players, and they got some good players in the portal as well.
Well, Eric Gray seems like he's playing some really good ball for you right now.
Yeah, he was in that second half in particular. He played with, you know, tremendous passion and great purpose. Ran really vertically, really, really well. Ran through a lot of trash and made plays. You know, breaking a lot of tackles. Ran through trash and then made plays here on checkdowns, you know, plays like this where, you know, you're hoping, worst-case scenario, you're able to get four or five, you know, and get to, you know, second and six. But he did a lot more than just that. And again, Kansas State was the top 10 defense in a whole bunch of categories, and we found the right creases, and he hit that thing at full speed, and he's running with a great pace and tempo right now, and he knows he's how to set up some blocks. And as you see him there, just breaking tons of tackles. I really liked what I saw from him. The film was every bit, if not even better, than what I saw in person.
How about Dylan Gabriel? You know, he statistically had an excellent game. There was a couple of throws out there that he missed, but seems like he's moving the offense. He has a good control out there, good command of the offense and the football team.
It really does. You know, proud of Dylan. And again, that's, you know, another game, no turnovers. You know, we had the turnover when he was out of the game on an exchange issue, our first turnover of the season. And so he's making a ton of great decisions. And like any game, any player, both sides of the ball, you'd always like to get, you know, one or two or three back. And we've had some real critical plays. We had the fourth and maybe four play that we got to lay it in there. We're wide open. And you never know what can happen there, but, man, he's been a heck of a lot more good than not.
That play right there is crazy.
Great play on the little screen play. And then, you know, again, when he's had to, he's used his legs and does the smart thing, you know, gets out of bounds, so he's not taking unnecessary hits as well. But he does a great job, and he's just a great, great leader. He's got a great presence to him. Players really feed off of him.
Get you out of here on this, Coach. What's going to be two or three of the most important things for you on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we got to win the lines of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. We got to be able to stop the run, you know, when we know they're going to run it, and we got to be able to run it, you know, when they know we're going to run it. But we got to be efficient at running the football. We got to win the explosive play battle. You know, that'll be critical. Third downs is, you know, going to be a huge part of being able to get off the field on defense and staying on the field on offense, being more efficient on third down. We can't give things away, whether it's scrambles or penalties or losing leverage, you know, understanding where our help is. And, you know, and then that, and then the kicking game is going to be critical. We got a great, great challenge. They've been really good in the kicking game, particularly in their return schemes. And as we saw last week, we lost. I've been bragging on us. We've come in here through, this is our fourth game now, and three of the four, we've not only won, we've dominated the field position and the hidden yardage game, and we lost it by 33 yards, you know, this week to Kansas State. So time to rebound and win that, you know, as well. It plays a huge part. A lot of people don't pay attention to that and what that does, whether it's momentum or short fields or pinning an offense deep and how that changes the complexity of what they're going to try to do philosophically. So, you know, we got to get back to that as well. And so, again, going to be a great, great challenge for us. And I'm excited to see this team, you know, put their best foot forward. And to me, the character and the leadership of this team is going to be, you know, the light's going to be on them, and people are going to see, you know, that Oklahoma is who they thought, you know, we were.
Great stuff. We love having you. Every week, if you could bring another example of some way Teddy has screwed something up, that's great. That's a great addition to the show.
There's a bunch of them. That won't be difficult.
Please, every week.
I like it. We've done like five shows here, and he's brought that up twice. So yeah. That's a pretty good percentage.
I got to go. I got some other stuff.
Okay,
I got
good.
More stuff.
Yeah.
Better be careful. I got some stuff on you, too.
He's actually been really good. He's been really good. Yeah, he really is.
Suddenly got very nice up here. Brent Venables, everybody. Thanks for being here, Coach.
Appreciate it.
We got one more segment with Teddy. We'll be right back at Rudy's. Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Valor Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch. Big 12 Report brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Teddy, it was another wild week in the conference. West Virginia went to Va-Tech and won. Baylor got a road win at Iowa State. We talked about TCU tonight. That's a nice win for them over in Dallas. Kansas is 4-0.
Crazy.
Overtime between Tech and Texas. What?
Kansas is 4-0. It's a legit 4-0, too.
You think they're good?
They've got a really good offense.
How good are they? What could they go in the conference?
I don't know, because honestly, and this is what I was about to say, I feel like almost top to bottom, anyone can beat anyone. And we say that all the time, just kind of to throw it out there.
We haven't said it in this conference of football.
Right. We've had a deep conference the last couple of years. I mean, there's been a lot of good teams, but I'm telling you, man, it is stacked. I mean, Texas Tech, I feel like, is, you know, one of the weaker teams towards the bottom, and they got it done against Texas. Kansas is, you know, traditionally been the weakest team in the conference right now, and people are talking about Jalen Daniels for the Heisman right now. I mean, that's kind of where we're at, you know, and obviously everything in between. We just saw how good Kansas State is, and I think, you know, it's still shocking that they lost to Tulane the week before. That team that we just saw on Saturday night, you feel like they can beat pretty much anyone if they play like that. And I think they can in this conference. Baylor and Iowa State, both really good. That was a tough football game between them. You know, I feel like the team we haven't seen much from is Oklahoma State. But, you know, obviously we saw what they did last year. And, I don't know that they're going to be that right now. But they're obviously going to be really tough as well.
They're going to need to be that right now, because they've got a rematch of the Big 12 championship game coming up this Saturday. I mean, listen to this slate. We talked about this in the last show. This Saturday, you've got OU at TCU. Great game. OSU at Baylor. Rematch of the Big 12 championship game. Texas Tech and Kansas State both just beat OU and Texas last week.
I don't know who to pick.
Iowa State at Kansas.
Coin flip.
Yeah. West Virginia at Texas. You got to favor Texas in Austin, but it's not going to surprise you.
Coin flip.
Maybe you don't, yeah.
Coin flip.
Well, that's what I said in the last show. It reminds me of Big 12 basketball. Like, every Saturday rolls around and you're like, I mean, anything could happen.
It's fun. Unfortunately, whenever it's great to watch, but everyone beats each other up, and then the rest of the country who doesn't watch is like, oh, no one in that conference is any good. And it's just totally not the case.
We heard Coach's keys on Saturday. What is it for you against TCU?
I totally agree. win the line of scrimmage. And we have been really good at that so far, and it didn't happen against Kansas State. I mean, we had moments, but you can't look at that film and say we won the line of scrimmage. And that absolutely has to happen against a team like TCU. We're more than capable. We need, a get-right game. Defensively, we are so much better than what we put on film. And, I'm looking for us to bounce back and do so in a really big way. But it's not going to be easy. TCU has an excellent offense, quarterback, two running backs that are really good. And as you heard Coach say, there's two or three receivers that are fantastic. I think Quentin Johnston is just as good as they come.
How good is this guy? You guys love Teddy Lehman? Isn't he amazing? Nope. He's the best in college football. Thanks for being here tonight, and thanks for not ruining
appreciate
the 2000 National Championship for us.
It was close.
You tried to.
Coach will bring it up again next week.
He'll bring it up, yeah. It'll be OU-TCU, 11 a.m. on Saturday. We'll have the Sooner Radio pregame for you along with Chris and Gabe starting at 9 a.m. Let's go beat the Frogs. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.